Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Richard Feltface. He's coming up right after this.
Oh, my God.
What? I can't hear. Give me the headset.
Shh, I'm getting something. Oh, my God.
It's the most terrifying sound you'll ever hear.
What? What is it?
I don't know. Would you shut up? This is a matter of life or death. Years and years of civilization could be rocked by this.
Give me the headset. I want to hear.
Oh, my God.
Forget about the Da Vinci Code. Bob and Tom Pictures presents the Morse Code.
Oh, no. I can't believe it.
What? What's the message say?
It says, greetings. Stop. I knocked up Mary Magdalene. Stop. Don't tell anyone. Stop.
The Morse Code. Eastern Orthodox religion meets Western Union. Don't miss Morse Code, the movie. Only from Bob and Tom Pictures. Morse Code. It'll dash your belief system. For more previews, go to morsecode.com.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee on vacation. She's going to miss it. This is Jessica Halsman at the news desk.
Howdy.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, Chick.
Hey, Pat. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Can you see everything from over there?
Oh, I can.
All right, sir. There's Josh Arnold.
Hi there.
He's at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. There's Willie Griswold. This is the way the room should be configured. Willie Griswold's here. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
I'm Chick McGee. And Tom Griswold, we have a special, special guest.
Well, yeah, we're about to meet our special guest. Oh, there he is. We're going to be joined by Randy Feltface is joining us.
May we call you Randy, or do you prefer Mr. Feltface?
No, I'm very happy with Randy. Let's keep it informal.
Mr. Feltface, Randy Feltface, I detect a slight accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Australia. I'm from all the way on the other side of the planet.
I see.
It's so exciting to be here, though. Look at this beautiful studio set up.
Isn't it something?
It's very nice.
It's fantastic.
Thanks for dressing up. Wearing a tie. You look good.
Thank you. Yeah. I thought I'd wear my little vest this morning. Am I looking at you, by the way? I have no idea.
I've got you.
Fantastic.
You're very dapper.
All right. Thank you.
Randy Feltface is a touring comedian. Do you mind if I ask some personal questions?
Please, go right ahead. This is what I'm here for. I'm here for a scoop.
Are you a single man?
I am a single man. Yeah, very difficult to have relationships on the road. I am constantly on the road. I tour year round. So my only meaningful relationships are with the people who work in the Delta Sky Lounge at LaGuardia Airport.
That is a nice one.
That is pretty much all I got going on, my friends.
Do you use the dating apps?
I don't use the dating apps. No, I'm not on the dating apps. I find when you're only in town for one day, the investment in planning ahead. What am I going to do? Get four cities ahead? Try to hook up dates? No. I generally just walk around the streets, just screaming for attention.
You move well. I'm sure.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm quite the mover. This is You should see me.
There he is.
Yeah, I've got all the moves. You should see me with a katana at a Monopoly game, I'm sure.
Is it fair to ask this? Do you have a type? If I were to ask your friends, hey, listen, we were talking with Randy Feltface. Is there a specific type of,
No, not picky at all.
Really?
No. Again, in town for 24 hours, I'll take what I can get.
Really?
Yeah.
I see. How often do you get back home to Australia?
Well, I've been on this particular tour just for a couple of months. So, I was there for December, January. I was there for the Christmas period.
Nice.
And then, love the Christmas in Australia, the hot, summery barbecue weather. Very different to here.
It's all backwards.
I know. How about that crazy southern hemisphere, am I right? Anyone? Who's with me?
Yeah.
Who's with me in the morning?
Anybody?
I know.
Now, who are...
I'm actually here to audition for the show. I feel like I could be a permanent fixture.
Sure.
You got any news stories? Throw me something and I'll just come back with some wacky quip. Okay. What do you got for me?
We'll call on Miss Jessica. You got a new story?
What do you got, Jessica? Come on! Don't let me down!
Officials in New Mexico announced that the state produced more than 53,000 tons of chili during the last growing season.
Wow.
Meanwhile, New Mexico's governor signed legislation that established the sweet smell of green chili roasting in the fall as the state's official aroma.
Oh, roasted nice. Green chilies.
So
you have official aromas?
Apparently.
State aromas. Okay, call in on WXFTP. We're getting calls on what radio station is this? What's the call sign?
Very many. Just keep going.
Oh, there's too many. Oh, it's syndicated. I've already failed the audition. Call in with your favorite state aromas. Come on, that's got to be a call in waiting to happen.
What is there a national aroma in Australia?
White squirrels.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah,
yeah. That's nice. Yeah, I don't know how many states have an official aroma. New Jersey, I believe it's the sort of industrial fart.
Yes.
Somewhere between the Newark Airport and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
This is interesting. So this is the, they're talking about not chili, the prepared chili that you drink, but the actual chili pepper.
Right. Yes. Well, it's roasting.
Okay.
Do you drink chili? Did you say? Oh, you drink it.
No, I was curious. You said you drink chili. You drink chili, Dad?
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
You can slurp it.
I meant the semi-liquid. In other words, chili like with beans and meat as opposed to, this is just the actual chilies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Very clear now. I'm surprised they don't grow more marijuana there.
Oh, they do.
In New Mexico?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It just seems like it'd be a great place to grow it, no?
I don't know anything about the
in New Mexico,
the terroir, if you will.
What did you say?
How about Old Mexico? Do they grow it there anymore?
No, they mostly deal in fentanyl.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Look, the growing season.
Let's get back.
But a lot of that's from China. I can get into it if you want.
Let's get into it. Let's open the phone. Sorry, my fault.
Randy, do you eat chilies at all? Like chili peppers?
I love chili peppers. Yeah, straight in there. First thing in the morning, get me out of bed. The aroma is what wakes me up.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Netflix and chili.
Things really are backwards in Australia. Chili is a breakfast meal, evidently.
Yeah, we start at the end, we finish at the beginning. That's how.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Now, let me ask you this. I don't mean to be mean here.
You know what? You can ask me anything. Okay. I'm an open book. Just throw questions at
do
me.
Do you eat kangaroo?
I personally don't. I'm vegan, I'm one of those folks.
Sure.
How far into the interview did I manage to get that grandstanding in?
That's okay.
No, but kangaroo is a delicious lean meat. People love it down there.
Tom can't eat kangaroo.
Oh,
right?
It makes me chubby.
Leo!
Randy!
I pulled that joke out of my pouch. Okay. Yeah,
good Lord.
I was trying to.
See, this is the thing. You're trying to set me up for gags. I'm just dead bad. I'm now the straight man. I'm playing I'm not the wacky character on the side. I'm just going to set them up, lob you some big balls, and you can knock them out of the park.
Thank you, Richard. I was hoping the chick would take that classic oldie.
No.
But thank you.
I gave it right back.
Okay. Once again, we have Alzie sitting in for Christy. She's got some more news stories, and we've got our guest. Is Randy Feltface. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I don't. I'm an only, I'm like the last of my species. I'm a critically endangered species.
Are you on Felt Facebook?
I am on Felt Facebook. I started Felt Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just me and Grover.
Sometimes he's near.
At Randy Feltface.
At Randy Feltface on all of the socials.
Instagram. I just put him up on Instagram.
TikTok. Yeah, are you TikToking?
I'm not TikToking. I'm Instagramming.
Get on the TikToks.
Okay.
We'll make one right after this. We'll just dance around like a couple of boomers trying to get attention.
All right.
Chick, you're the first one I knew that was on the TikTok.
That's not true. Is that true? Yeah. I watched it. I don't think I was on it.
Yeah,
and I certainly didn't get it. I can tell you that. Hmm.
Yeah, you talked about watching it all the time.
All right.
Once again, we are speaking with Mr. Randy Feldface.
Randy, I hope this isn't a rude question.
You know what? It probably will be, but I'm up for it. Let's go.
How old are you?
I'm 42.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
I'm 44.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, yeah.
How are you finding your 40s?
I love them, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Like a good mix between being an adult and still being, identifying as younger than that.
Right, right. Yeah. You can still get away with, I have no idea where you are, by the way. I'm just looking generally in the studio. Are you finding like you've changed? Have you grown? Have you matured?
I have.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like a fine cheese.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the aroma is there too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's the state aroma of you. Is an aging right. cheese.
More sort of a Limburger.
Yes.
Mm.
Finally, I feel seen. Thank you, Randy.
I smell like a gym sock at this point. I've been on tour for so long, I'm literally just a felty. The sweat just seeps into my felt.
How did Limburger cheese get such a bad rap for smelling bad?
Doesn't it smell bad?
I think it smells bad. That's where it started.
I've never actually eaten it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not
a lie.
It's the go-to stinky cheese.
It's pretty straight up cause and effect. Why?
It smells, therefore it is.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Just asking for a friend. Now, I know you don't have a partner of any sort, I guess, Randy.
Is there a Mrs. Feldface?
There is not. There is not. But I should trademark that. Also, I wonder if the... Can someone check if the Mrs. Feldface domain is available? .com. Let's get it.
Okay.
I bring that up because for those of us here in the U.S. of A., Mother's Day is just around the corner. I assume they have a version of this in Australia. I don't know if it's the same date.
No.
Because I know you have Christmas in the summer, so you don't do the same dates.
Well, no, it just happens to be summer.
You know what?
It's the same date.
What?
I watched a documentary one time on why we say mom, and UK and everyone else, almost everyone else says mom. Yeah.
Oh, why? What was the answer? What was the response?
I fell asleep.
It was a full documentary on that one thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is, how long do you stretch that out?
Jeez, they'll do a documentary on anything.
Yes, they will. Yeah. Yeah.
You've probably, since you've been in the States for a while, having come from Australia, you may be aware of this.
I know. You spell mom with an O here. It's crazy.
We had an Australian comedian in here one day. Do you remember this story, Chick?
They exist.
And no, I'm going somewhere with this, Josh. Thank you.
I don't.
Jim Short. Thank you for the tip in.
You're Jim Short. Taking your anger out on me.
There are certain words that you can use on the radio and TV in Australia that you can't use here and vice versa.
Right.
And do you remember this chick? And this guy said something, and we all flipped out and were diving for the delay button.
Maybe the C word?
I bet.
Is that a little more casual?
Yes, I think it was the C word.
Isn't that the
but
best
we can
one?
Say is bloody you
Commonwealth.
Say
yes, yeah.
Convict
colonialism.
Yeah,
the password is Brexit. Brexit. No, they can't. Can they say bloody over there?
Yes,
Randy.
Okay. Yes, all of the time.
Okay.
We say all of the words down there.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're grown ups.
Not on commercial radio. We're pretty. It's pretty
clean.
Pretty clean.
Okay.
But yeah, most of the time.
But yeah there are
not when
ones.
I'm on the air though. I am so restrained. Right now, you have no idea.
You're very good behavior.
Is the Randy Feldface live show?
It is not for children.
Okay, so it's the occasional dirty words or might be.
Yeah, I would say constant profanity.
Okay.
Is probably an accurate description of my live show.
Good. Constant,
non-stop.
Let me ask you this:
just a waterfall of obscenity.
Listen to my question carefully, please.
I will. I've been listening to you carefully since I came in here.
This one's gonna take,
hanging on every word.
This is going to take extra care.
Okay.
Be careful, because you're flammable.
He's concentrating. You can hear him concentrating.
What letter does your favorite curse word begin with? Don't say the curse word. Just what letter does it begin with?
W.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I'm at a loss. Officially at a loss.
Words
have
with
a think
W
about
you can't
that,
say in the radio.
You guys, have a think about that.
I like wonky. Wonky's good.
That's
right?
Okay,
like
but that's not a curse.
Well, you can say wonky on the air over here. We can't say wonky in Australia. Oh my gosh, I'm going to dine out on that for weeks.
That question could have gone really bad. There could have been a really bad result there. I'm glad you had a funny answer. Thank you very much.
Oh, hilarious W. Knocked it right out of the park with that one. Coming up after the break, Randy says letters of the alphabet.
Randy Feldface is here with us, and he's on tour. We'll get to that in just a second. But right now, we're going to meet Randy Feldface, news commentator. What have you got over there, Jessica?
A psychologist discovered that sleight of hand magic tricks only fool monkeys that have opposable thumbs.
This is a super complicated story.
This is really weird.
Now we're getting into it. This is what I came in for. Monkeys that don't have opposable thumbs.
Researchers at the University of Cambridge performed an experiment that used a sleight of hand trick called the French drop, in which an object appears to vanish when it looks as though it is being passed from one hand to another when it is concealed in the first hand. Food morsels replaced coins for the monkeys and were given as rewards, but only if the animals guessed the correct hand. They found that monkeys that do not have opposable thumbs did not fall for the trick and knew the whereabouts of the treats a magician tried to make disappear. So monkeys with opposable thumbs, however, were regularly fooled by the trick.
That's interesting.
Did they ever figure out the relationship between opposable thumbs and gullibility? Is there actually a link?
That's what's so weird.
Missing.
Maybe because they're a little more sophisticated.
So they get it.
No, they don't, but they don't
get it. But they get that there's a...
They get that they're trying to be fooled, so I don't know.
They also drink their tea with their pinkies out.
Yeah. And if you're a magician with a monkey with an opposable thumb, at least that monkey can pick a card.
Maybe because when they have opposable thumbs, they're too busy focused on the things they can hold versus like a visual sight. Like, I can hold things. I don't care where it is.
Who funded this study? That's what I want to know. Who's submitting grants to get huge amounts of money? Monkeys aren't cheap.
No,
got to get all the different species. These ones have opposable thumbs. These ones don't. That is a lot of investment.
University of Cambridge, they must have a high tuition. I'm not sure.
I am not opposable thumb. I'm very pro thumb.
Are you?
Yes.
The French drop sounds like a sex move.
Yeah.
It does.
You put on your cigarette and take off your pants.
We're not allowed to say French drop on the radio.
The French drop. Yeah, I've got to figure out. This is really confusing. So wouldn't the monkeys with opposable thumbs be sort of farther down the chain of
evolution? Yeah.
More evolved, but they're easier to trick?
I think they just understand how thumbs work. So they think you're grabbing the thing, right?
I don't know.
Yes. No, this is it. Let's get them on the phone. Somebody call Cambridge!
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.